A different location and a little bit of rain didn't keep the crowds away from the East Lansing Art Festival this year. Thousands filled the streets, taking in the roughly 170 booths where art of all kinds was displayed. Everything from ceramics, sculpture, and even bonsai trees to paintings and photography. Darren Jones is an abstract painter from Chicago, and this was his third year coming to the East Lansing Art Festival.
So I use a combination of beach sand, industrial staples, plaster, shredded papers. So a lot of texture gets built on, and then I layer all the coloring. And most of my work has anywhere from 20 to 40 layers of color that go on, and I actually do it by hand. So no paintbrush. I blend the colors on my hands and then spread and blend that way.
Of course, there's always a lot of jewelry to see at the festival as well. Meg Tang is a jewelry maker from Kalamazoo.
I love East Lansing. I went to Michigan State, and I wanted to start with a show in May in Michigan. My style is lightweight, modern, clean line jewelry. I use sterling silver predominantly, which is refined and recycled. It's sustainable.
Many in the crowd were not only looking, but finding things to buy to display in their homes.
I bought this turtle picture from the artist. I got one of his photographs at the Ann Arbor Art Fair last summer, and so now I feel like I'm starting to collect them a little bit. So
I bought all kinds of crafts and purses, and that's a thing for your house. And they put a fragrant oil in it, and it goes in these, they're all hollow.
I bought this painting at just a really cute booth from Nancy Debink. I really love the blues. My house has a lot of blues and gray, so I wanted a little pop of color.
I got two little flower art things to stick garden stakes. I bought little dresses for my granddaughters. And I bought a casserole dish of ceramic.
A variety of musical acts on three different stages kept everyone entertained all weekend. And of course, we can't forget the food trucks. The Blue Owl coffee cart kept people caffeinated with their hot coffee and cold-brewed nitro coffee. Owner Nick Berry said they kept running out.
Right. Three times we've sold out of this, the coffee. Yeah, gotcha. Everybody's on it. Yeah. They're bringing me a new batch right now. So.
Over at the Children's Art Activities area, kids made crafts, and Dream World Studios taught a dance on Sunday afternoon. And even though a little bit of rain did make an appearance, it didn't seem to spoil anyone's fun. For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.
Thank you. Have a good day.